From Books in Motion, this is Kevin Foley reading Cold-Blooded by Robert J. Randese. Now let's begin with the prologue to Cold-Blooded. The average age of the members of the Coney Island Polar Bear Club was 62, and that was because the youngest member, Bobby Kelly, was only 58 years old. As the nine men spread out on the beach and discarded their clothing, Kelly looked over at 84-year-old Walter Dunham, who was wearing the skimpiest bathing suit of all of them. There was entirely too much of his pale, slack skin in sight. "What the hell is that?" Bobby asked. Dennis Hasselbeck turned and looked over in Walter's direction.
"Those are his French cut trunks," he said. "His wife got 'em for him."
"His wife?" Bobby asked. "Ain't she even older than him?"
"Yeah," Walter said. "Louise is 86. She calls Walter her boy toy."
"Yuck," Bobby said. He was hopping around on one foot, trying to get his other pant leg off, and almost toppled over before recovering his balance.
"What's the matter?" Walter asked. "He's skinny enough to wear 'em."
The man touched his bulging belly.
"Which I was."
"How old are you, Walter?"
60.
"And be happy you ain't so old and senile enough to wear something like that." The rest of the polar bears got their pants off and began hopping from foot to foot, rubbing their arms to ward off the 25-degree cold. Bobby shook his head. If these old geezers couldn't take this, what were they going to do when it got down to zero? Of course, they weren't as young as he was, but it was kind of pathetic for a guy to come out here alone and swim in the cold water off Coney Island, and they were the only...